This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, April 11th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Two governments offered their respective views of crop size today. Based on a lower export forecast, the USDA's WASDE report raised the soy carry to 340 million bushels. The USDA's corn carry remains above 2.1 billion. Scott Irwin from the University of Illinois says supplies are adequate.
The levels, literally the absolute levels that the USDA is forecasting, in and of themselves are not horrendously burdensome. But I think it's the direction that really is weighing on market prices.
There is still disparity, however, between the USDA and Brazil's CONAB on Southern Hemisphere crops. CONAB puts their corn crop at less than 111 million metric tons, but the USDA says 124 million. CONAB sees their soybean crop at just over 146 million metric tons, while the USDA's outlook remains at 155. Irwin says the figures create a dilemma for the market.
I'm not sure, really, how the trade reconciles these differences. We do know that the bulk of those differences are based on differences in planted area.
As for farm policy, Irwin says the GOP crop insurance proposal this week is intriguing.
It actually reminds me more of what I call an economic disaster program mentality, basically saying we have to have a higher safety net relative to the cost structure of the sector. And so if we need to, after the fact, change the terms of crop insurance contracts to make them more generous for farmers, we're going to do that.
Well, the nation's pork producers are on Capitol Hill this week, and PPC President Lori Stieverber says there's no shortage of priority issues.
Farm bill, important to us. We've got a couple of key aspects in there related to animal health and Prop 12. Trade is also another important issue to us that we've been advocating for. And then finally, labor.
Stieverber says swine producers are coming out of a long dry spell and market access is critical to their future.
Well, we came through one of the longest stretches of red ink that we've had in the past 20, 30 years. So it's been challenging. Fortunately, we've had some increase in our market price, but some decreases in our ingredient costs. So there looks to be some profitability for the next few months. But a lot of our farmers still have quite a bit of equity to make up. So when we look at what helps make our farmers successful, I would say market access and the ability to sell our pigs without too many regulations that cost us money to implement is really key. And along with that, market access is just continuing trade.
Stieverber says ballot initiatives like California's Proposition 12 are a real concern, not from what has been, but rather what could be.
That's the concern I'm hearing from producers now. It's been California, it's been Massachusetts. We can't have 49, 50 states with that many different regulations. And even if you made the change to Prop 12 for your farm, at this point, there's no guarantee that another state couldn't put a regulation in that would affect you.
Another day and still no announcement from the Biden administration on the amended GREET model. Scott Geralt with the American Soybean Association says the industry wants to know if renewable fuels will qualify for IRA renewable tax incentives.
In some ways, the more important aspect of this is setting up for the second part of the credit, what's called the 45Z, which is for renewable diesel, biodiesel, and sustainable aviation fuel, all three. Kind of the determinations that are made by Treasuries in this first part will probably have a very large bearing on the second part. The 45Z doesn't have to be identical to the 40B, but I wouldn't expect there to be very sharp departures.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.